when they washed the corpse, they kept the water under the bed with the soap and everything.
Yeah.
And just, it was horses at that time, just before the corpse was taken to the chapel, they emptied the dish of water under the horse and onto the horse's hoofs.
Onto him.
Onto him, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, whether that was to keep evil away or what, like, I don't know. But then I told you then, oh, that when the Assumption nuns came to Blackpool, they wanted to do away with all that, and they'd follow the person down the stairs. They did it to my own mother. No, she, my own mother, had no, she said, bring that down, said, and make sure and throw it out. She, my mother was terrified, because she must have been kind of young now at the time. And I mean, there was no such thing as having bathrooms or anything that time. You would open the yard with this.
Throw it out,
and she says, go on, I'm going down after you. Go on, throw it out. She says, take that soap out of that there and wash your hands with it. You know, and you can imagine that now. And throw the water out. And you remember, I heard my mother saying, it was about 1 o'clock in the morning, she made me do that. But she, the nun, went with her.
So she threw it out.
Oh, she had. Well, I think she was half afraid to even handle it.
Yeah.
You know? But I mean, she kind of picked on my mother for to do that. But if it was an older woman, she wouldn't do it for her. She'd hold on to the tradition.
Yeah.
But my mother was afraid of her life, of the water, never mind anything else, like.
They thought the water had this horrible power in it.
Yeah.